Record drop in GBV for 2025. MP salaries to be halted after dissolution of parliament, meander. And five diamond miners trapped by mudslide presumed dead, South African minister says. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Zambia Police Service has recorded a decrease in gender-based violence, GBV, countrywide between January 1st and December 31st, 2025. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi disclosed that a total of 41,026 cases were recorded as compared to the 42,178 cases in 2024. Mr. Chilabi said during the period under review, 26,349 were criminal cases, while 14,677 were non-criminal cases. He said in total, 32,448 females and 8,578 males were affected. Mr. Chilabi noted that Lusaka province recorded the highest number of GBV criminal incidents with 5,705 cases, with Tazara division recording the lowest number with 108 cases. He explained that the Zambia Police Service Victim Support Unit, VSU, provided counseling services to 29,804 individuals in 2025, including 14,519 offenders and 15,285 victims. Mr. Chilabi reaffirmed the service commitment to protect vulnerable people and combat gender-based violence in all its forms across the country. He further called for stronger cooperation with communities, civil society, traditional leaders and partners to improve prevention, strengthen support for survivors, and ensure timely access to justice.
Provincial analysis shows that Lusaka province recorded the highest number of criminal GBV incidents with 5,705, 22% of the national total. The Zambia Police Service calls for stronger cooperation with communities, civil society, traditional leaders, and partners to improve prevention, strengthen support for survivors, and ensure timely access to justice. The service remains committed to protecting vulnerable people and combating gender-based violence in all its forms across the country.
Agriculture expert Oliver Bolaya has welcomed the proposal to introduce three key bills in the agriculture sector, the Food Reserve Agency Bill, the Agriculture Credit Bill, and the Warehouse Receipt Bill. The three proposed laws were recently discussed during a consultative meeting organized by the Indaba Agricultural Policy Research Institute in Lusaka, and have since been presented before Parliament where they are awaiting enactment. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Dr. Bulaya described the bills as timely, particularly as the country works towards increasing agricultural production and strengthening food security. Dr. Bulaya commended the proposed Food Reserve Agency Bill, stating that it will contribute to market stabilization by enabling structured buying and release of grain to help moderate price volatility. The bill will provide legal backing for maintaining national grain reserves to cushion the country against drought, climate shocks and supply disruptions, said Dr. Blair. He further stressed that the Agriculture Credit Bill will provide a legal framework for the licensing and regulation of market players, thereby promoting fair trading practices and structured marketing systems.
In the biggest picture in the agricultural sector, where farmers have limited access to credit and poor, you know, storage facilities. So these bills are responding to such, and it is very important that these bills are aimed at enhancing production support to our farmers through access to finance and also market protection and providing national stability by providing various integrated frameworks that will enhance agricultural commercialization and private sector participation, climate resilience, rural income growth and also financial inclusion.
Governance expert Wesley Miander has opposed the clause in the constitution that states that members of parliament, MPs, should continue receiving salaries after dissolution of parliament. Mr. Miander's remarks stem from Moesha Patriotic Front PF MP George Sanga, who suggested reversing the law that allows MPs to continue getting their salaries after the dissolution of parliament. Speaking in an interview with RSA News in Lusaka, Mr. Miander stressed that the country is already grappling with economic challenges, adding that this clause is not helpful and is instead straining taxpayers' money. Mr. Miander has therefore proposed an amendment to the constitution that will repeal the clause and ensure that any MP who no longer holds office is not entitled to salaries. It is not a guarantee that all MPs will be back with their parties, as some of them have underperformed and neglected their constituencies, said Mr. Miander. He has urged the public to be cautious that even as the country heads towards the general elections, they should not be deceived by leaders who neglected them.
We don't expect all members of parliament to come back to parliament, especially, you know, after the general elections of 2026. The reason is simple. Some of them have underperformed. Some of them have ended up neglecting their own constituencies to the extent of not even visiting the people that cannot put them in office. So it is just this time, you know, when we are talking about, you know, these elections, that now they are able to drive there, they are able to pick up calls from people that have been that have been voting for them. So in such cases, we are appealing to members of the public.
Zambian author Balewa Zulu has urged young people to begin pursuing their dreams using the resources already within their reach, emphasizing that success does not always require large amounts of financial capital. Speaking on the community forum program on Radio Christian Voice today, Mr. Zulu encouraged youths to shift their mindset about success and opportunity, stating that many young people delay taking action because they believe they lack the necessary funding or connections. Success starts where you are and with who you are. Not all capital is out there. Some of the most valuable capital is within you, your story, your experiences, your skills and your determination, said Mr. Zulu. He stressed that personal stories can be powerful tools for transformation and entrepreneurship, which includes turning their life experiences into books, among others. Mr. Zulu further encouraged young people to identify what they already possess, whether it is knowledge, talent or passion, and begin building from that foundation.